I'm at Leeds Prison, which was deliberately built to remind the people of Leeds in the 19th century where they'd end up if they were bad, and it's like a kind of medieval castle. But it's unusual at the moment because on the outside walls are a number of very large photographs, and also inside the prison there's a related display. This is work by a photographer and artist called Casey Orr, who's with me here, who also teaches at Leeds Met University, one of the two universities in Leeds. Casey, why have you stuck photographs on the outside of the prison?
I do a lot of work about communities and about this local community and my relationship to it, and a lot of stuff about migration and kind of movement. And so I'm always kind of looking for the flows and looking for how things connect, and started doing this project about migration, and then suddenly realized that there was this wall here and I didn't really see how it connected or how to get on the other side of it. So that was where my interest sparked, is the fact that there's a wall and there's a community behind it, and there's things going on, and just wanting to find out what that was really. So that's how it started.
Is there a kind of meeting of opposites in that this is the prison here is a place where people, you know, by definition can't migrate or move a lot, or is that not particularly relevant to it? You'd already chosen your subjects of migration and movement before the prison and its walls entered your way of thinking.
It's definitely about the migration story, and it's about kind of people being moved, and it kind of links in with the section of the exhibition that's about nature and about birds and migration of species. But also the fact that there is movement in and out of the prison. There's movement through ideas, and there's movement through people's families. So I photograph people's families. And part of the reason that interests me is that this idea that people see that these prisoners as disconnected from society, that they need to be curtailed. But the reality is that they are still connected, and that there's children coming in and out visiting their fathers every day. And that we can't just kind of, we can't separate. This is we're all connected, and that this is our problem too. And that there are these children really, and these families that we need to think about.
And I guess you're a kind of migratory species yourself, because you live in Armley, don't you? But you don't sound as if you came originally from here.
Yeah, I live here in Armley, and I'm originally from Philadelphia. And all the work I do is really me exploring my sense of homelessness or sense of community and where I fit in, and the fact that I left my country. Everything that my work kind of seems to stem from those things. So.
Alistair Leach has kindly come. I'm operations manager and principal officer at the prison, Leeds Prison here at Armley. And Alistair, can I ask you, I mean, how did you feel at the idea when Casey approached you with this idea, if that's the way it worked?
The original idea was very interesting. We weren't sure whether we'd be able to sort of work together. But the more we got involved with Casey, it became something that we wanted to be part of. Because we do have our own community, and we have a community of men who live together. Obviously, their families are extended parts of that, and it's important that we keep those links together. So it gave us an opportunity to be able to sort of explore and see whether we could get the guys and the families interested in being part of a large arts project, which is something that we'd probably never have tried before, and I know hasn't been tried before within the prison service. So it did take some pulling together. It took some work, especially on Casey's part, sort of getting people interested. And the beauty of it from our point of view is all the guys actually became involved in it, and the families are volunteers. You know, they weren't handpicked in any way by us. They all volunteered because they saw what the project was about. And there's a lot more families, other than the ones that are actually displayed, became involved in the project for various reasons. So it's been a really positive outcome for us. I mean, Casey did a great job in sort of engaging with people and getting their interest up. And all we did was provide the support for that.
Are you getting a reaction from the outside world, people who've seen it, who've said, oh yes, you know, it makes me maybe think about the prison slightly differently from the sort of castle that we're all used to?
Yeah, I think when we were putting it up, I mean, obviously we were all involved in that, and the sort of people that were walking past, sort of local Armley people, actually were quite interested in the idea, and they managed to see what, you know, the families that we've got that are part and parcel of the community are, that they live behind the wall. But on the inside, we've actually got display in the visits room, and that's engaged and sort of got a lot of people interested, and they now want to, they're asking, how do we get our portrait done? Which is sort of giving us a thought, you know, can we do this on a regular basis, or is it another way that we can do something else?